share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Remember the Lanka Sheridan painting by the Member of Parliament, MP, for Damansara, Tony Pua, which his party, DAP, is selling as non-fungible tokens, NFTs, to fund its general election 15, GE15, fund? Well, the project has been a success, whereby all 8,888 NFTs have been sold for a total sum of ₹1.3 million. Shared by the artist himself in a statement yesterday, Pua said that the NFTs were booked or sold within just 28 hours after it was launched on the 31st of August 2022 in conjunction with Merdeka Day. Moreover, the Damansara MP said that NFTs of the painting will continue to be sold via the OpenSea NFT platform and that DAP will continue to get royalties from each transaction. The Lanka Sheridan painting when it was displayed in Theatre Impian. The Lanka Sheridan painting was made by Pua during the Movement Restriction Order, MCO, in 2020 and was inspired by the real-life events that saw the Pakatan Harapan government fall. It features well-known Malaysian politicians and even the Dewan Rakyat speaker. Pua previously commissioned his painting to be part of an art display at Theatre Impian in 2021, Bukit Jalil, which honors the life and struggles of DAP veteran Lim Kit Siang. In regards to why he decided to sell the painting as an NFT, Pua previously said that it is so that his artwork can be co-owned by Malaysians in a meaningful way. So, what do you guys think of the Lanka Sheridan painting by Tony Pua and how he utilized it as an NFT to help fund DAP's GE15 campaign? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read. DAP hoping to raise ₹1 million for GE15 by selling 8,888 NFTs of Sheridan Move painting. Source. WAB. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.